In the book when we were talking about compound nouns, there was one group of compound nouns that we didn't discuss. These are often called dvandva compounds. They were named that by a Sanskrit grammarian called Panini about 600 years BC. So linguists go back a long way. They include words like secretary-treasurer. You'll notice that secretary-treasurer has a different stress pattern from most compound nouns. Instead of the stress being on secretary, it's actually on treasurer. It's a secretary-treasurer, not a secretary-treasurer. That would be someone who treasures secretaries. We don't have those people named as secretary-treasurers, although I'm sure there are people who treasure secretaries. What else do we know about them? We know that the meaning of them has to do with someone who is both a secretary and a treasurer at the same time. There are a number of compound nouns like that with this coordinated meaning. Look, for example, at fighter bombers, fighter bombers. A fighter bomber would be a bomber that bombs fighters, but a fighter bomber is something that is both a fighter and a bomber at the same time. So they have different kinds of stress pattern. They have a coordinated meaning, and they're used for particular things. They're used for employment. You can see them in the situations vacant often. A truck driver secretary, that's someone who is both a secretary of a company and drives trucks at the same time. An unusual occupation, but not impossible. They're also used for machines. Reaper binder, something which both binds and reaps, or in that order, reaps and binds. These compounds are unusual in a number of ways, and I just thought I might draw them to your attention. And then when you're looking at the situations vacant column, you can say, ah, yes, there's a dvandva compound named so by Panini, 600 years BC. And then everybody will think that you've had an education.